called string. You'll see how my mind works narratively. It's in little pieces on many pages. In a dream, I fly. It seems that it is a wedding, the opening of an event. Most of the attendants are dressed in white and mill around outside. I struggle for patience. Then I feel myself welling up from inside, rising to the branches of a tree, disentangling a strip of fabric, intending to return it as a lost object to the wedding party. Instead, I am briefly lost in a wind, working for balance, brought above the tree, wander on a rooftop, walk back to the wedding, return the material to their thanks. The feeling of flight is always preceded by a feeling of warmth on the inner surfaces of the hands. Sometimes when I wake from this dream, I consider my hands. Their smell is not human. It is papery, slightly sweet. When I wake up, it's the cold tooth in the socket, the single nerve all wrung out. There's the cold bedroom, not very well lit, the expulsion of cold air from the wood floors and the plaster walls, the only tooth that pulls the body forward so that the body is a hammock for sharpness. There's dumbness to pain. A dog strikes the flea from his jaw, but misses and scratches his eye. Now it's morning and everything subsides. Randomly, God pulls the string out of the hole, propelling the body forward. Now she must get up. Safe in its socket between lip and tongue, enamel is the purest compound she has made, a product of her own body. God ties the string to a doorknob, intending to slam. But she is up already, struggling toward the bathroom, still drowsy, and thereby saves the tooth, coils the twine into the tooth. While she moves toward the sink, her arm considers turning on the faucet, but stops a second. There are parts of an insect behind the tap. It's a gray counter, and these legs are orange, are well-defined and muscular, and poised, bodiless, mid-leap. What does he wait for while he sits there? He should realize that she's tired. It's raining. The hair clings at the crown, is unattractive. It's water's edge. About 5 inches from the line, a frog treads water. This time, the frog's gray, and the rock, and the water. He is going nowhere, deliberately. He's preening the fiber of arm and legs. He goes nowhere, soft, stable, the gray, dwarfed man who comments on the water. The only things lit up at night in this country are church marquees. No God, N-O, no peace. No God, K-N-O-W, no peace. God's word is soul food. During the drive home in the dark, she sits in the back seat sullenly and eats the webbing out from between her fingers and toes. In the end, you know this tooth does not incise anything. It's too weak. She told him that she dreamt she could fly, and he laughed and said, "That's like a man dreaming he has the longest penis in Tulsa." He laughed at the slogans too, but knows better. At the tooth, trust in its own thread. But there it is, now in a clean dish by the sink, the orange legs still energetic, ready to go. What he remembers about my dream is the wedding and says, "I want to get married." No, it was a matter of warmth and patience held over the trees. Now clap, and she, well, she jumped in undefended. The membrane was gone, which waited for the line to pull the door open.